This is an expository 10-episode drama on the relationship of an oil and gas company with the host communities, giving a case study of three communities somewhere in the southeast of Nigeria. Stay tuned and enjoy the drama. Please send us feedback. Episode 6, at the Palace of King of Amawara. Amawan was in a meeting with the cabinet members when Onowa the drunk entered the compound. I was having argument with the security at the King's gate.
Stop there.
Onowa, Igwe, where is that noise and voices coming from?
I have been hearing that noise for a while now. I think it is coming from the palace gate.
Yeah. Onowa, go and check what it is and get it solved, please.
Okay, Your Highness.
I will show you people. Do you know who you are playing with? Huh?
Yeah. Who are you? Who are you?
I am the Crown Prince of Ikenga Land. I am Onowa. Eh? The mouthpiece of the people. If I had my quata quata, that is my liquor, I would have splashed some on your face. That is to waste my liquor.
Let us just bundle this drunk out of here. He's smelling of alcohol and he's disturbing the king's meeting.
Leave me!
Come here!
Eh?
Go! Put him down!
I said,
leave him alone! What is wrong with you guys?
That captive! Eh? Oh no! So you are the one that kept these soldier ants in front of my gates to prevent Mua from going into my house. No! The king must hear this.
Mind your mouth. I didn't keep anybody, okay?
You didn't keep anybody. Yet, they obeyed you. Thank you very much. Igwe.
Onowa, wait.
Leave me. Leave me alone, Igwe. Igwe.
Your Highness, is that not the voice of Onowa, your brother?
Igwe.
That is his voice, oh. Huh? How did he get back?
Igwe.
Onowa.
Onowa, you are welcomed. Thank you very much. I know you all are not ready to welcome me. So I will welcome myself. I am very, very angry, Igwe.
What is it? Why are you angry, Onowa?
Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, bring me some pen and paper. You, stand up. Let me sit down. My legs. Namajijiji. Your Highness, I am waiting for the pen and paper.
Okay. Guards! Get me pen and paper. I don't know what this man wants to write.
His Highness, this is it. The pen and paper.
Now, sack letter. I mean to say. Now, write sack letter. And give this red cap thieves. Yaundo red. That you call Onowa.
Onowa, why?
This nomenclature. Anomal hired some foreign soldier ants to hijack me, Mwabu Onowa, into.
Onowa Kesana Pogi Onoha, or Mwabu Red Cat Thief. Onowa, you called me a goat?
No, I called you an eagle. Are you not a goat? Are you all here? Not goats? Eh?
You called me a goat. Igwe, Onowa called us goats.
You should even be glad, at least. You are better than this. Ndobu Red. This red cap thief called himself Onowa.
Your Highness, I cannot take this anymore. I cannot sit here and listen to Onowa insult us like we are kids. Onowa can akwagi onwelu. How dare you insult us, respected elders of this community?
Respected what? Do you think people of Amawara respect you?
Huh?
All of you here, my brother, the king sent me to compulsory exile for doing nothing. All of you together planned with him to bring in vultures from city to feed on Ikenga land. Are you respected elders? Eh? Sam?
Onowa, go inside and rest. I shall meet you later. Please go inside.
I should go in. Go inside. Do not worry. I shall tell the whole community how you sent me on exile so you can plot this foolish and greedy elder who cannot see beyond their stomach. You all sold off Ikenga land for penny.
Your Highness.
What do you want to say? Eh? What do you want to say? You think I would not know all your evil plots? You deny our communities what is theirs. And you think you can have peace? I shall leave so you can continue your goat meetings. But note that your days are numbered in your position. One of the men you paid to disrupt this meeting of Ezumezu Ikenga, so you can have your way. Is that confessing?
Onowa, what nonsense are you uttering? Who did you say is confessing?
You want me to give you information? Come out straight. Stop using diplomacy. Eh? Stop using diplomacy. Maybe you think I have the brain of fish. Ghost like one of these idiots here. Oh no, the thief goat. Ezeu, why are you looking at me like you saw a ghost? Are you surprised by my presence? You thought I would never survive and come back, eh?
Onowa, do you want to lake war?
Should we give you lake war? No,
we know what you want. I know what you want. Say it.
My brother, I know your foolishness is still at a baby stage. It has not matured like the red cap thieves. You still have small sense left in you. That is why you are the king, and these men are still subjects. Bribe me with patakpata liquor so I can go. I have not tested liquor for days.
Oh no,
Igwe.
Please go and get him strong dry gin.
Run fast, boy. Igwe, you need to change this man. You are my brother. You know you are greedy and you need people that will tell you that you are greedy so that they will save you from yourself.
Here is your liquor, Unyangu Mangu.
Good boy. Ajo, this is good liquor. Where did you get this? Eh? Don't worry, I know where it came from. Igwe, please, when you are sacking these other ones, keep Onowu for me so that you will be getting liquor for me. It is very, 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 very important because you need someone to bring liquor each time you want to bribe more for your sin.
Onowa has come back again.
What kind of problem is this man? What are you going to do? This man is a problem.
TV say something.
If we should say something,
I don't like this. I don't like this.
If we should say something.
My elders, you all can go home. Let me handle this issue myself.
Okachi at the compound of Ichie Okute to see Olama and the husband, Obinkwo.
It's me, Okachi. Papa, good evening.
Good evening, my daughter. Who are you?
It's Okachi, sir. Papa, is Olamma at home?
Yes, my daughter. She sat at the husband's chamber. How is your husband?
Papa, he's fine, sir. Thank you. Let me go for Olamma.
Okay, my daughter.
Pam pam. Pam pam, Olamma, are you there?
Yes, who is there?
It's me, Okachi.
Ha! Oka, my sister. How are you?
I am fine, Ola. Wow, look at your son. He's almost a man now. He's just as cute and as strong as his father. Wow.
Thank you. How are you and how is your husband?
He's fine, my sister.
You look great. Your husband is really taking care of you.
Are you sure? In these sufferings that we have been going through, it has not been easy, my sister.
It has not been easy for anyone. But I'm happy that we are still alive. Thanks to the gods, oh.
My dear. Yes, thanks to our gods. But the sufferings are becoming too much. Please, before I forget, how is your husband? Is he home so I can greet him?
He is fine. He went to hunt. It has been long he did so. He should be back soon. Oh, talk of the devil. He is here. My king, you are welcome. Oh.
Thank you, my sunshine.
Hey, you are welcome, sir.
Thank you, Okachi. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
You came this far to visit us again?
Yes, sir.
I hope everything is okay this time. I hope everything is fine.
She has barely sat down before you came in.
Everything is not okay. And that is why I have come to visit you too.
What is wrong?
My sister, what exactly is the problem?
I have been in Asama for weeks, taking care of my mother. All the things that you prophesied to me that will happen if the oil and gas company starts oil exploration in our communities have all started happening.
That is what the king of Amawa and his cohorts have brought upon us. We are not safe, neither is our wildlife and livestock. I wonder what Obiama will become when they start their oil and gas station in Obiama. For now, it seems calm.
Calm? We have started feeling the heat. Today was hard to get a game to kill.
You still have one to kill, just as it was hard. In Asama and Amawara, there are none to kill. They are either dead or have run away. Olamma, great calamity is about to fall upon us. Oh.
May the gods forbid. Not upon us, it is upon them. All the evil, selfish, and greedy men who are still working on the land of Ikenga. Calamity will fall upon them. Those who sold our land to the foreigners for their personal gains will one day meet their Waterloo.
I have told you, no matter how many times you rain your curses upon them, it will not have no effect. These men are evil and have sold their soul to the devil. Where is my son Wanko?
He has gone to his grandfather.
To his grandfather?
Yes.
Go and fetch him. She will be sleeping by night.
All right, my husband. Oka, I will be back.
The lion himself.
Thank you.
How long shall you be quiet and watch antelopes take over your den? A goat can never be innocent in your den. I think it is time for you to roar and let the kingdom feel your voice.
I'm not sleeping. A lion does not protect a territory that it not is. My people have embraced mere promises and pantries some over their common heritage. How can I fight for a kingdom that cannot understand the need for self-preservation? it be a lost battle, my dear.
But there is need to put up a fight, and the time is now, or else we will lose everything completely.
My lord, I have sent him in, Okachi. I heard you say we will lose everything.
Of course, if we do not fight now, we will lose everything completely. As I speak now, there is no single fish in the whole of Isimili River.
What?
My dear?
No single fish in Isimili? How? Why? What happened?
I do not know. I met Ebere on my way to market one day, and she told me what her husband saw at Isimili.
Ebere, yes. The wife of Apu, the great fisherman?
Yes. Yes, she told me that her husband and the son went to Isimili to fish and came back empty-handed after spending hours. Eh?
Is that possible? No one has ever gone to Isimili to fish and went home, not even with a crab.
Hey, she said they came back without even a single prawn.
Why? Are they sure they got to Isimili in the first place?
I would not have believed it if I did not see Ebere going to market to buy fish.
The wife of one of the best fishermen in Asama. That is unheard of. What exactly happened?
My dear, she said that her husband saw all the whole aquatic life in Isimili River floating at the bank of Okuisiebu dead. All of them are dead.
What? How? What happened?
I keep telling you, nobody knows. But you know, this river and its aquatic life is one of the main means of subsistence livelihood in Assam land. If it goes sterile, hunger and death will sweep through the land. Already, livestock and people are dying of strange sicknesses.
No! My father! My mother! Oh, my siblings! What will happen to them? How will they survive? Oh, I'm finished!
Stop crying, my love. Stop crying. They will be fine. I shall send for them to come and join us over here until we find the cause of the deaths.
What else will be the reason for these deaths? If not for that company that decided close to the upper part of Isimili River.
How? How?
They must have been depositing some of their toxic waste products straight into the river, and it's killing the fish and other aquatic life.
Is that what is happening?
Hey, no wonder. This is true because they have a huge pipe from the company that empties into the Isimili River. Chai! Ola, what do we do? The lion himself. Do we fold our hands and watch these people kill us all? Do we?
The time to act is now. I cannot watch as our heritage disappears before our eyes and my people die like flies. I will raise a campaign against the company and the evil practices that are harming our land.
Yes!
Tomorrow, we shall leave for Asama community. We'll start from there and we'll spread the news and campaign to other communities and get the people to stand against them.
You two are not going anywhere.
Papa!
Yes. I said you two are not going anywhere.
Papa, so you have been listening to our conversation.
Yes, this is my compound. I have ears everywhere. You two are very stupid to think you can change the fate of the people of Ikenga land by going to campaign and demonstrate. Who will join you? Who will give a voice to you? How many hungry people of Ikenga will stand firm with you and not betray you when they see the color of their money and hear the sound of their fake promises?
But Papa, people are dying in my community.
Oh, so people are dying. Yes. But they have not died enough for the people to learn and stand up to say enough is enough.
Papa,
Oh, Gini.
You have taught me to be fearless and face issues like a man.
Gini, Emezia.
You told me to always fight and defend the interests of the people of our land.
Oh! Oh!
What are you trying to teach me now? How to be a coward? No, Papa, no. To watch and do nothing as my in-laws perish in hunger, sickness, and disease. No, Papa. I said no. This is not the man you have raised me to be.
Yes, my son. That is not the man I raised you to be. As you can see, I am very old. What I see sitting down, even if you climb the tallest tree, you will not see. You will not achieve any result if you act irrationally. These people against us are greater than people for us. So it is a war to be fought with a tact.
Hey! Your father is right. You do not engage in a battle you know you will lose without applying wisdom. This is a fight. You might lose it if you do not do high-level planning or strategies.
Mama, you too.
Yes, my son. The time to start open campaign is coming, not now. If you start it now, you will lose.
My son, this is the time to fight from underground. It's like guerrilla warfare of the Amawara people.
Papa, how do we do that?
My daughter, you start consulting people underground and start to conscientizing them on the negative effects of this company on the community.
The people you know will be glad to listen to you are the ones to meet, and not those that will betray your cause within a twinkle of an eye.
Yes, Mama.
Are you aware that the drunk, bold, honest, and stubborn brother of the king of Amawara is back from the exile his brother sent him?
Yes, Papa.
That is good. These are the kind of men you can work with. He is a drunk, but he is very honest, bold, and very stubborn. Whatever he is talking about, he will not drop it. Except he wants to. And with his nuisance value, you can through him pass a good number of people. Message that most people will be so scared to say outside.
Yes, Papa, you are very right. Now, this is what we will do. Ukashi, you will go speak with the king's brother. My wife will tell you what you will tell them. I will go visit my in-laws in Asama with my wife and speak with them and tell them our plans.
That is a good one, my son. I will also speak to some persons I know inside the cabinet that are still not happy with the way the oil and gas company came into Kinga land.
I have few women I can speak to, whom will in turn speak to other women on this issue. As a woman from Amawara, whose family still hold the title for the greatest warriors of our land, I still command respect in my place of birth.
I shall also speak to my uncle and get information in whom we can bring in to help us.
This is great. Mama, this is great. We have to start making plans for it at once.
You have spoken well. Onowa, King Gama's brother, will not listen to Okachi, except she approaches him with a bottle of Shinap or gin. So you have to make that available to her before she leaves for Amawara.
Okay, Papa. Thank you, Papa and Mama, for your wise counsel. I and my wife will have made a terrible mistake. Truly, an angry man is a home of errors.
That is my son. You are welcome, my son.
Okachi, my daughter, before you go, let me get you food to eat.